Welcome to The Excellent Fiduciary, a podcast from Roland Criss, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Criss host.
Thank you, Eric, and welcome to our audience today for this episode of The Excellent Fiduciary. Hi, I'm Ron Hagen. I am chairman of the Fiduciary Standards Committee at Roland Criss, and it's my pleasure today to introduce us to an emerging challenge for chief financial officers and employee benefit plan managers. The topic of this episode is employee data security, and specifically the security of information that we hold in employee benefit plans qualified under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA, as I'll call it. This includes individuals who are employed in nonprofit as well as commercial enterprises. Millions currently, of course, in 401k, 403b, and similar retirement plans. Before we get too deep into the subject today, I think it might be useful if I provide some perspective on why this issue is becoming so vital now. What has happened to make the security of employee data such an important consideration in the execution of ERISA fiduciary duty? Well, as the infamous bank robber Slick Willie Sutton once said, he robs banks because that's where the money is. Well, data thieves have a similar strategy. They know where the data is. And when they're looking for identities to steal, they have a pretty good choice of large pools of places where that kind of information is stored, financial institutions, and tens of millions of Americans' retirement and welfare benefit plan accounts. So this becomes a very important issue in an environment where cyber attacks are progressing in numbers almost on a daily basis. Let's talk a bit about fiduciary duty in the big picture. Under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, organizations that sponsor qualified plans are required to demonstrate skills in four major areas: administration, governance, investments, and controls. Those are really the functional ways in which ERISA fiduciary duty is evaluated, both by the Department of Labor when it conducts unplanned routine audits, and also in the courts when plan sponsors are sued by participants for having violated their fiduciary duty. So we have those four disciplines. The question is, where does the protection of employee data or threats from cyber attack actually fit within the scope of fiduciary duty? Well, we know this. We know, first of all, that with the increase in cyber attacks, organizations are expanding their protections and their discovery systems that allow them to pick up on cyber attacks when they occur and to build into their systems remediation methods so that when attacks occur, damage is minimized. Well, since cybersecurity has become a focus for ongoing business activities, we've begun to realize that benefit plans often are outside the scope of cybersecurity planning. And this has become a matter of attention both by the Department of Labor and as well as industry leaders. In the year 2016, the ERISA Advisory Council examined cybersecurity as it relates to retirement and welfare benefit plans. And it took stock to see where we are, who is doing what, and whether this becomes an issue that should be regulated formally under the Department of Labor's fiduciary duty examinations. Some of the questions asked, number one, are plan sponsors and service providers, those organizations that provide third-party administration, investment advice, custody of assets, are they all doing enough to safeguard the treasure trove of data that they maintain? Well, an example of how serious this matter is, not long ago, PR Newswire reported on the Food Employees Joint Pension Plan, which suffered an attack that took away tens of thousands of individuals' names, dates of birth, Social Security number, and bank account information. that particular episode became the center, a focal point, of the 2016 ERISA Advisory Council's examination. And that group came away with a number of very interesting findings, but not the least of which were two key issues they feel impact right now on employee benefit plans. First of all, is cybersecurity a fiduciary responsibility? If it is, how are retirement plan sponsors, chief financial officers, and human resources executives who carry out the plan sponsor's duty to be evaluated? What kind of performance indicators should exist that tell us whether employee data is being protected? Secondly, the ERISA Advisory Council also asked the question, would ERISA preempt state cybersecurity laws? Several states are taking the initiative in passing into law responsibility for organizations to do a better job of protecting their employees' information. So would ERISA preempt this state law? And then finally, where amongst the four skill sets that I just mentioned, administration, governance, investments, and controls, would the cybersecurity responsibilities fit? Well, here are some areas that I think have some practical applications for policies and procedures that you can implement and should consider implementing in your organization ahead of any kind of regulatory action the U.S. Department of Labor or the Congress or even the states may take to require that cybersecurity issues be embraced within fiduciary duty. Here they are. First of all, data management is an area that requires effective practices and policies. This issue expands, for example, into the payroll activity. There were discoveries during the 2016 Advisory Council's examinations of a multitude of organizations who don't do an effective enough job of reconciling payroll systems with transfers of employees' defined contribution deferrals into the retirement plan, for example. So what happens when the data management system breaks down on the front end as it would in a payroll distribution situation? So that becomes an area where effective policies, practices, and oversight can actually be improved that feeds into the cybersecurity discipline. The second area of major focus that requires effective practices and policies in preparing for what is bound to become a highly regulated area, and that's the application of technology. Welfare benefit plans and retirement plan operating practices have largely remained outside the scope of any technology applications. And here's what I mean by that. Following the collapse of Enron Corporation's 401k plan in the year 2001, the Congress was stimulated to pass into law the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Compliance with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act is, for organizations that fall under its jurisdiction, a really significant challenge. There is a lot to do. A lot of boxes to check, a lot of very complicated procedures, many of which must fall in line behind other procedures that must be performed in advance. It became almost too much for human beings to perform, even with the assistance of spreadsheets on which the various steps inside the compliance frameworks were organized. Within 2 or 3 years, technology systems, computer-based initially in-house and then later cloud-based, came along that helped organizations that fall under Sarbanes-Oxley's jurisdiction comply with all of the myriad rules that are embedded within that regulation. Fiduciary duty under ERISA is not quite as complicated as Sarbanes-Oxley, but the thing that makes it perhaps more significantly difficult to comply with is the fact that much of it's very ambiguous. Embedded within ERISA is the description of fiduciary duty only in the form of principles, not in the form of specific steps. As a result of that, organizations that sponsor ERISA-qualified plans are often left to guessing exactly what should be done in order to comply with fiduciary duty. And all too often in today's world, we find out all too late in a courtroom after our employees have organized in a class action alleging a breach of that fiduciary duty. So how can we solve this by removing some of the inconsistencies, the lack of coordination that typifies manual and even Excel spreadsheet type systems? We believe that there's an emerging opportunity for technology, computer-based compliance systems to address those four disciplines of fiduciary duty that are clearly defined within the scope of practicing and carrying out ERISA fiduciary duty. The third major area that the 2016 ERISA Advisory Council suggests be addressed is service provider oversight. The role of the ERISA plan sponsor is really one of a supply chain manager, because most of the services and the operational systems that come together to make a retirement or welfare benefit plan work are provided by third parties. The ERISA Advisory Council is highly concerned that retirement plan sponsors are not doing enough, in many cases nothing at all, to validate the cybersecurity competencies and systems that their service providers use in the execution of the engagements that the plan has acquired. So in our role as supply chain managers, we need to be doing a better job and installing ways and mechanisms to ensure that we are proving up verification, validation of our service providers' cybersecurity capabilities. And then the fourth area that fell out of the 2016 ERISA Advisory Council's work was the clear-cut need for an internal controls framework that's carried out by the individuals who are responsible for interacting with the welfare benefit and retirement plans. Internal controls frameworks already exist in a number of key sectors of the U.S. economy. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, for example, has developed a compliance framework that could be easily adopted within the ERISA plan community. Other organizations like the American Institute of CPAs, the AICPA, has introduced its SOC 2 report that for larger organizations drills into how well technology is being applied to ERISA fiduciary responsibilities. Today's podcast episode has been designed to increase your awareness of the complexities of fiduciary duty being introduced by cybersecurity issues. And before we conclude, I'd like to give you three steps that I believe plan fiduciaries should take to be prepared for a cyber attack. First, assess. Find out what your organization's current level of readiness is in dealing with cybersecurity issues all the way from detection through remediation. If your organization lacks experience in conducting assessments of this type, then turn to a third-party consultant who specializes in governance, risk, and compliance systems. If you need some guidance in how to select such a consultant, you may do so at an email address that I will give you in just a moment. Secondly, learn how you could and should protect the data in your organization's ERISA plans in light of the huge emphasis that's being made by federal and state cyber laws, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and even the U.S. Department of Labor's own initiatives. Thirdly, protect. Install a compliance framework that protects data, proves your prudence as a fiduciary, and establishes a legal defense in case your organization is sued if a cybersecurity breach occurs. You may direct your questions to me at excellentfiduciary@rolandchris.com, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. And if you decide to contact me there, be sure to reference this podcast episode. Join our next podcast for more insights on reducing your organization's fiduciary risk. Thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great day.